The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, everyone. Lord knows you're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Richard Carey, on this Wednesday, the 6th of July, 2022. And of course, you're right here on Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. It's an honor, as every time when I'm asked, when I'm filling in for John Stadmiller's slot, his memorial slot, the National Intel Report. Those who are not familiar, I do the noon central Monday through Friday broadcast currently, last couple of years on RBN, Beyond the Official Narrative. And I've done a few National Intel Reports the last few years. Well, I was going to discuss the economy originally. You know, I had some excellent takes on the gas inflation crisis, it being far from over. And I may touch on that if I fill in for another broadcast in the near future. It has a lot of interesting perspectives comparing us now to the 70s. And, of course, another interesting take on the Fed, Federal Reserve, in another article, and just how recessions, though they have occurred prior to its creation, are far more devastating. Because, let's face it, as far as everyday living, supporting yourself, your family, making ends meet, it's hard to see something more important to discuss than the economy right now. That's the way I see it. And, of course, this is economic warfare. We are being killed economically, but I noticed an interesting occurrence, you know, interpret it as you may, reported today all over. It was even on Fox News. Georgia Guidestones. Remember that monument? There was a Georgia Guidestones explosion. The blast had destroyed a large portion of the monument, police have confirmed. And I have a bit of detail into the, well, the investigation. You know, who's to know, folks, how to take this? The mysterious Georgia Guidestones sustained significant damage. Investigators said unknown people detonated an explosive device around 4 a.m. Now, I brought a guest on tonight because it made me think about the other ways we're not just being killed economically, the ways we're potentially being killed physically. Been thinking a lot about these shots lately and all that's been coming out in health news, and I invited a member of the RBN family, a northern member up in Vancouver. James in Vancouver is here tonight as my guest. Hello, James. Hey, welcome, sir.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing? Thank you.
Good.
For having me on.
Yeah. Great. You could make it, and go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say, I heard they knocked down one of the stones. I think the other stones are still up, but I could be wrong on that. So,
right. And, yeah.
You mentioned the mRNA vaccine. It's definitely a serious issue because I remember last year I got into one of the open line shows here on the network, and I asked Peter McCullough directly what the molecular weight of the mRNA vaccine was, and he said, well, it's in the paper somewhere, in one of my papers. I found that kind of strange because the key to the whole issue is how long is that mRNA, because that'll tell you something to do with the instructions. At least it'll give you an idea of how complicated they could be, the instructions to change the DNA in the human body. I don't know.
And the blood, I was mm-hmm. just going to add, an international team of experts, a spokesperson for them is a German physicist and therapist, Dr. Klaus Retzlaff. And yeah, we just saw mm-hmm. this posted on the 28th of June, Revolution Europa on VK. And this team of experts concluded altered blood count in COVID vaccinees. So the COVID shots, researching the doses and the damage, these scientists compared images of blood samples from subjects, both vaccinated and unvaccinated. The shocking results, that's not so shocking to me. We see changes in the blood of all vaccinated people without exception. Since this is not explained, the question arises, is this not a criminal offense? And to dovetail, considering you are in Vancouver, James, to dovetail with that, I'll cite the Canada's health minister just proclaimed, you will never be fully vaxxed. You know, the new right way to think about it is, well, what, basically every 6 months, or every 9 months, Canadians will be required to get a COVID shot every 9 months for the foreseeable future. But
I heard that.
But you're suggesting, of course, not just the blood, but, yeah, the entire DNA. We've heard this suggested.
There's DNA in the blood where the blood is made, and the lymph, I believe, in the now I even forget. But let's suppose we go to some reproductive organs. There's DNA there, okay? So that will, if that RNA goes there, that will change the course of the messages in the reproductive organs and again, in the blood-producing areas, the lymphatic region, all these regions where there's DNA, there's a potential for a great deal of mutation. Simply changing the order of the sequencing in the DNA. And those changes, I believe, will be quite radical. Again, you see things after three shots, you're seeing, the sudden adult death syndrome. But imagine after, say, three more shots, what's going to happen, you see. So it's sinister. It's the word dystopian I learned a couple of years ago. There will be... there's going to be more trouble socially, and the interactions will be serious. Right now, again, that Georgia Guidestones thing is somebody's way of expressing their rejection of this whole situation. Go ahead.
Yes, it could very well be legit, a legit protest against this depopulation agenda. Whoever did that to the Georgia Guidestones, it might not be, a staged incident. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, when you think of mutations, I go back to what's called the central dogma of biology, which is a process where DNA transcribes its messages to RNA, and RNA goes takes the messages and goes to what's called the ribosome of the cell, and in there is created the protein. The proteins, too, there's two kinds of proteins, of course. One is the structural protein, and the other is regulatory protein. Now, the regulatory proteins you can think of as the enzymes, which help the other biological processes in the cell work, because without the enzymes, the reactions wouldn't be able to happen. The enzymes are necessary to reduce the time for the reaction to take place. So even from the point of view of enzyme production, this RNA vaccine will be telling the DNA what enzymes to produce or what enzymes not to produce, and that's just one aspect of it. So it's a cyclic process, somewhat complicated, but not too hard to figure out. Mm-hmm. So it's the central dogma of biology.
And we're hearing the natural immune system is more and more compromised with each sequential shot and booster you take. I have a list here of the 7 adverse event categories that the corporate media and CDC never mention. Number 1, dropping dead suddenly from unexpected causes. That's like you mentioned, the sudden adult death syndrome. And then, we have 2 weird, long, rubbery, fibrous blood clots, biostructures. A lot of people have thought those could be like just sci-fi claims to kookify things, but we have seen some videos, supposedly evidence of it. That's really curious, because that makes me think of, a lot of these claims of, like, you know, antennas sending, receiving messages, losing more and more control over your health, and perhaps you just don't. It's interesting, like, Biden is shouting about privacy regarding Roe versus Wade. He cares so much about your privacy. Yeah. At the same time, with everything else out there, even this medical technology, privacy, I'm sure, is the last thing from their mind. Third category, myocarditis, irregular heartbeat and heart attacks. 4, cancer and tumors flaring up out of the blue. Even from some of the RBN hosts, I've been hearing claims of family members with confirmations of these examples. 5, catching and or dying from COVID and its variants, or what's alleged to be COVID. 6, paralysis of arms, legs, or face. And 7, a sudden suffering from GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome. So,
those are that's a sign of degenerative diseases. For example, arthritis. Arthritis is simply a mutation that's happened in the hands and that area. And the mutation, that change in the DNA, now causes the proteins not to be made properly. So you get stretching of proteins and deformation of hands because there's a disequilibrium set up. And if the DNA was normal, then of course the proteins would be made properly. But these mutations, of course, happen naturally. But in this case, with this mRNA, they're being induced to happen. Or it could be that only some people will be able to accept this mRNA technology. In other words, they may feel no adverse side effects. That's also a possibility. But I wouldn't want to I wouldn't want to be involved in that experience myself.
Right. I mean, there's a debate over, you know, it's in terms of elites of power and wealth on the planet, how many factions exist, basically. There are a lot of debates about that. But, you know, clearly there are string pullers above others in the international corporate world now with World Economic Forum. We have confirmation of that. And we've heard about secret societies and government. Well, conflicts of interest with a lot of whistleblowers. I mean, William Cooper's book comes to mind, for example. But we, at this point, at least can see the sort of agendas, which are undeniable to those of us who've looked into these things. And yet most, I mean, are oblivious to any nefarious agendas. But I can't imagine the so-called elites, if you will allow me, to be giving this to their family when, you know, it is experimental as far as the globe over. They can't know what's going to do what to whom. And as far as infertility or passing on of this altered blood, altered DNA, you've even suggested that they're trying to create a new species. I hope I haven't. I hope that wasn't a spoiler for our finale topic.
I have suggested that. Yes.
And
because the fact that they have overturned Roe versus Wade, and Mike Ribeiro today verified on his show that some abortion clinics are closing down. Okay, so that if people are, carrying a newborn, what have you, a child, and they want to have an abortion or something like that, they may not be able to because whoever is conducting this experiment might want these children to come to term, you see, and so it's something that you don't think about, or you know, at least I don't. But when you look at how crazy it's been for the last 2 years, and you talk like the economy, gas prices, and wars, and pushing everything to the limit. One might say, well, maybe this is the case because I believe this has been done before in antiquity. You have, for example, a species of, you have dogs, of course, and they're supposed to be related to wolves. And apparently, I checked, there's three species of wolves. Well, how were the wolves changed to become dogs? And who did it, and when was it done, and how was it done? So I think this might be a possibility. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, and there's a lot of eugenic research going back over a century. We were discussing this earlier, and some of it might be relatively benign and or neutral, arguably, and other forms where you're trying to play God, decide who lives and dies in the process, rather than live and let live attitude with your own breeding interests.
Right. Well, it might be that someone is very angry right now. Some very powerful individual or individuals are very angry at humanity for some reason. I say angry. But, you know, that might encompass more than anger. They have some agenda.
And, indeed. On that note,
we'll
continue that after the break. Stick around, folks. National Intel Report. James in Vancouver, my guest tonight. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We are back, folks. You're listening to the National Intel Report here on RBN. Richard Carey here with James in Vancouver, my guest tonight. And so, James, you're suggesting some people, perhaps very powerful people, perhaps someone, some group is very upset with humanity. And you're linking this to these shots, these mRNA shots.
Yes, it may be that one of their motives is they're trying to change the evolutionary path of humanity. In other words, they're trying to ensure that humanity doesn't destroy itself, as it were. Stunt our growth, or they will cause some upheaval so that we don't self-destruct. I mean, that could be one kind of intent. you see, which sounds ridiculous, but a lot of these eugenicists in the 19th century had ideas like this, I believe, where they wanted to be in a position where they would they could manipulate society, and they had these big meetings in places like Cambridge and Oxford and what have you. And I think even one of my distant relatives was actually at Cold Springs Harbor back in the 1920s.
Okay.
So it's in the family. But, yeah, they have some intent, I believe. They're not doing it for nothing. You know, people say, well, yeah, they're making money. They're making money, but they can make money other ways, too. So
I agree. Yeah, I mean, there's having this emergency use authorization. Now Pfizer and Moderna can change the ingredients regularly with each new booster, and they have continued authorization. It's too tempting for these people not to toy with. I mean, they could be doing both for all we know. They could be trying to alter themselves into a superhuman and at the same time create a surf class.
Well, that's right. This is what happened in Brave New World, where the alphas were on top and the epsilons were at the bottom. You had the alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. And this might be exactly what they're looking to do. Interestingly enough, that book was finished in 1932, Aldous Huxley, and it was published in 1933. And then, we had World War II. Well, the Nazis got blamed for being eugenicists, but actually, I think we taught them. I mean, a lot of these ideas came out of Cold Springs Harbor and other places. And not that I think, it's like that, right? So the people who were the real eugenicists were accusing Germany of being eugenicists, but it was the pot calling the kettle black, or worse, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard a lot of the connections Rockefeller had to this movement. I remember it was even covered on the Corbett report on Bill Gates that I was broadcasting. Yeah. It was a two-hour, four-part. And yeah, Gates as well, following in the Rockefeller footsteps. Gates's father, prior to Gates and Bill, and then he just following along in this tradition of these of these wealthy philanthropists.
Yeah.
Philanthropist is a euphemism for these people, of course.
Right, and the leader of IBM Computers got an award from Hitler for some. Deal IBM did for Germany and other issues like that. And what they're doing today is like the speech by Winston Churchill, where he mentions perverted science. You know, that if we don't fight Germany, we're going to have perverted science. Well, what do we got today? that's super perverted science, you see.
I'd like to get into some of that perverted science a little more with your science background, actually. We have the bottom of the hour.
Sure.
Sounds good. Sure. Stick around, folks. James in Vancouver, Richard Carey, National Intel Report. Right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
President Biden's approval rating is lower than Nixon's on the day that he left office in disgrace. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Only 8% in a recent survey think that the Ukrainian war should be Biden's number one priority, while 38% said that fighting inflation should be number one. Spending $5 billion a month on a foreign war raises inflation even more. Making it even worse, Biden stated that the U.S. will be involved in Ukraine as long as it takes. 35% of small business owners couldn't pay their rent in full last month, and most blame the record-breaking inflation. You know, the inflation that the White House called transitory. Food costs are up over 10%, energy costs have jumped 35%, housing costs are surging with no end in sight. Hey Joe, can you at least pretend to worry about our problems here at home? Support transparency from Congress by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Bigger, bigger, as in lies. The bigger the lie, the easier these days it seems for these creatures to pull it off.
We're here with James in Vancouver, here on the National Intel Report. Richard Carey, guest hosting tonight. And, well, maybe briefly, we should go over your science background. For the listeners, I mean, perhaps I should have done this when we first brought you on at the opening, James. But for someone who would be curious, like, what are your credentials? Since we're speaking a lot of science here tonight.
Well, my original subject was physics. I did a Bachelor of Science in physics, and I quit. I could have gone to graduate school, but I've had enough of that, and I was determined probably not to study physics anymore or science. And then one of my friends, who was a business partner I'd been working with for a couple of years, told me about certain medicines that existed and would I like to try them. And of course, my first instinct was to say no, but I was having certain issues with degenerative tissue. I was at that age, and I ended up trying this, these compounds, and to my surprise, they worked much better than I thought they would. And I also had a background in polymers and coatings, and I got that. I took some research and development courses at North Dakota State University in Fargo, but that was way before these medicines came along. That was 1981 that I learned about polymerization. So by the time I hit on this medicine, I had had a background in polymers. And I studied this medicine, and I was recruited by the company to look for patients. And at the time, I was in Taiwan. And I made the necessary outreach to the government in Taiwan and their Department of Health and what have you. Sent them registered letters about what I was doing and, you know, what I was doing it with. And they came back and said, well, thanks for telling us. Don't call us. We'll call you. And they let me proceed to do what I wanted. And of course, this medicine, what it did was cure cancer, and without any side effects. So I've been working with this particular compound since 1998. And then I did research on the nature of the compound and also put together a theory of DNA as to how the compound worked. And so I consider that to be a doctoral thesis. Technically, I'm not an MD, but you would call me a doctor of medical research.
And you have a book.
My thesis, yes, and my thesis data and my my lab notes, it's actually kind of like a book of notes. That's where all of my work is published. And as well, oh, I think page 394, 395, there are letters from one of the top cancer institutes in the United States outlining the efficacy of this medicine. And also there's a letter telling the authors of the first letter that henceforth they're not to be involved in this project anymore. And all of this is going to be suppressed. And that was 20 years ago. So for 20 years, it's been suppressed. Well, it was suppressed before that. But I've simply been biding my time. Around 2004, I decided to write up what I knew. It took me about 4 years to write it up. And then people were asking me to publish, and I ignored them. So it wasn't until 2013 that I finally published this thing. And just before, about 2011, I started a degree program in international relations and strategic studies, and I did a master's there. So I got a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and technically a PhD. So that's pretty much my background.
And your book is entitled No Such Thing as Terminal.
That's correct, yes.
No Such Thing as Terminal. And yeah. So I'm thinking about a lot of the, well, we are speculating. I mean, there could be a new species being attempted with this DNA altering technology, right. And there could be something for a surf class. There could be something for elites or protection for them, or who's to say? Right. And some killed and some not, and they can't help but want to see how this could play out with all of, getting away with all of this as they are now. Nanotechnology. I remember I was filling in for Rivero last year. I got blasted by one of his regulars for even bringing up Dr. Kerry Madej's research.
And now I suddenly find out she and her husband are almost died in this plane crash. I heard covered by Michael Herzog yesterday. And she said, that tells me that, you know, I was those of us who didn't think she was a kook may have been onto something. What do you think?
Right. Well, also, Michael Herzog yesterday reported, I lost count, but I think he cited at least 20 doctors who are doing medicine similar to what I'm doing, and they've all been they've all died in mysterious circumstances. So there's that issue too. You see that the power of billions of dollars and the availability of people to fix things, as it were. By fix, I mean kill. All of these things put together as a mindset, because, you know, when you were talking billions, plus billions, right, this is exactly the way these things happen. For example, let me give you an example about the Food and Drug Administration. If I want to, back 20 years ago, if I wanted to get a new drug approved, I remember when we got our medicine looked at by an independent analyst. It cost us $2,500 to hire two research doctors to test it. In vitro. That means to test it in a test tube, right? But the FDA wanted $800 million right on the spot in order to give it the imprimatur in order to license it. So you go from $2,500 for two doctors up to $800 million, which you don't have. But if you call New York City and you call the investment bank, the first thing they'll say is, well, what does your drug do? Well, it cures cancer. Well, wait a minute. They get out the Rolodex. There's 15 other outfits that owe those investment bankers from their go-around with the FDA. So if they let your medicine go out, that will put their clients out of business. Well, they're just not going to give you the $800 million. You see? So it's... that's the key issue, is the dollars and cents the Food and Drug Administration wants up front that prevents somebody with, say, a reasonable medicine, reasonable product, to get it out of the market, because those investment bankers don't want to wreck the bonds of their other clients. That's the
key issue. And keeping people sick and treating illness is big business.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, that's a fact. Yes, that's part of it. Yes, yeah.
You say no such thing.
You're out there.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that's why your book, yeah. Thus your book, No Such Thing as Terminal. Cures are certainly their enemy. Yeah, absolutely, like hand in hand. Hey, maybe we'll go to the... Yeah. Go ahead.
Sure. No, I was just going to say that medicine was actually invented in Germany in the 1930s. I mean, let's get it out there. I mean, probably it was guys like Warburg and others that, you know, they were in Germany. They were working. They were Jews. They weren't kicked out. They were there and they were doing this stuff. See, that's where it came from. So go ahead. Let's do callers.
Okay. Yeah. No, we just have one on at the moment, so I figure this hour. Bob in Utah. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is Bob. I hope I'm not breaking up. I want to talk to James about the topic of the vaccine, which is not a vaccine, changing your DNA.
Yeah. Well, okay, so there's an mRNA in that vaccine, and what it does is they use a fancy word called intercalate. The mRNA vaccine intercalates with the DNA when the DNA opens, and then the DNA closes, then this mRNA will redo the inside of the DNA. It'll just maybe pull, the AT and the CG, pull things out and put things in. That's my view of the issue right there.
Okay. So it's just, now, what you're describing is reverse transcription. Am I correct?
Yeah. Well, people have called it that, yes. In the sense that the RNA goes...
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the same page. And earlier you were describing transcription, which is the basic metabolism of life, and I am not well-versed in that. Let's get back to the reverse transcription. Now, the reverse transcription only occurs in the cells that the vaccine is able to... The vaccine is able to penetrate into the cell.
Yeah, right. And it's got polyethylene glycol to do that. The polyethylene glycol acts as a vector through the cell wall, yes.
Right. Now, I'm going to refer to a scientific paper which I found when I was fact-checking Judy Mikovits, okay? And now, if these cells are infected with this messenger RNA, they may divide, and those daughter cells will have that altered DNA. But if that human has a kid, a child, that altered DNA will not be passed on.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. That's great. Now, this paper I was surprised to find says that in rare cases, and I quote that, and the messenger RNA will get into a sperm or an egg cell. And in that case, it's passed on forever. So that's what I'm calling for. What do you got?
Oh, well, I think definitely you had experience in a lab, in a bio lab. I think this is a very distinct possibility. The compound I use is only 100 molecular weight, and that's telling the DNA something very, very simple. But with an mRNA that's thousands of units long, okay, and you say reverse, it acts like a reverse retrovirus. It's going to try tell the DNA all kinds of things, depending on what I would call the density of the nitro in the mRNA. If the density of the nitro in the mRNA is higher than the density of nitro in the DNA, then it will overpower the DNA. That's just a little rule of thumb I use.
Yeah, okay. So now you're talking about molecular mass, which I learned from you, and I checked it out, and it's just too complicated for me to spend the time on. But I just looked up 37 trillion cells in the human body, and then I tried to find out how many nanoparticles are in the vaccine, and I couldn't get any results.
I've looked at that 37 trillion. You're right. That's the number that I found to be the case. And then I went through some weeks ago a certain division of how much molecular weight or the molecular weight of the mRNA or the, I was doing calculations for nitro. And the amount of nitro, that was the calculation I was working on, was the amount of nitro in the human body. And comparing that to, say, the amount of nitro that's in a couple of high-powered rifle cartridges. There's a tremendous amount of nitro in the human body. And you'll see the nitro is the driving force for this whole thing. Okay, that's the
long set right? That Robert Malone appeared on. He emphasized repeatedly to that Robert Kirsch or whatever his name is, the so-called Japanese data set showed that this mRNA nanoparticle had accumulated in female ovaries. So that's kind of what I'm getting at. I'm wondering, you know, what are the odds that this mRNA will get into an egg cell? Now, I don't know how many egg cells a woman is born with. Do you
have
any
idea? Well, here, hold that thought, Bob. James, we have the bottom of the hour break. Well, the last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older.
Yes, what therapeutic soft rock on a Wednesday afternoon as we discuss cyborgs, nanotechnology, and transhumanism. How lovely. But we have James in Vancouver as my guest. We have caller Bob in Utah on the line asking James about how this may affect the womb and the ovaries and the nanoparticles. I don't know, James, could you comment on that at all?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if you make the mRNA strong enough, and I just mentioned how you do it, it will penetrate those cells and it will take over the DNA. If it's made properly, it will. It is a question of knowing the molecular dynamics, knowing about atomic physics in terms of quantum mechanical forces. And these guys in these companies, like I hung out with Monsanto, 3M, and Battelle years ago, these guys were way, way ahead of me in terms of making polymers. I had to catch up, and these bench chemists know exactly how to do this kind of thing. And Robert Malone, the guy that plays Robert Malone there, I don't think he's the inventor of the mRNA vaccine. I think he's just he said he's got friends in the CIA. Well, he might well be the CIA, but the kid who invented the mRNA vaccine, they probably got him chained down to the table in the basement of Pfizer, you see.
Mm-hmm. You think he's
going to let him?
Okay, that's an interesting theory, right? that even he is limited hangout, possibly. Do you have any follow-up question for that, Bob?
Yes, well, Captain Stillwagon, the air told me that the mRNA sequence was 4,200 nucleotides, that 3,800 were coding for this protein, and 400 were for an enzyme which you had spoke about earlier, and also mentioned that uracil in the RNA was substituted by something called pseudo uracil, and I was doing some came up as pseudouridine. I have a bookmark to that, but I don't understand it.
You're breaking up rather badly, Bob. Maybe you could try to call back in for the top of the hour, if you from what you could make of that, James, I don't know if you want to give a brief response before the top of the hour.
4,000. 4,000 is good. 4,000 will do it. 4,000 is got a lot of information there.
Uracil pseudo-uridine. Thanks, Kerry.
Yeah, uracil, sure. And those three you combine. You combine them with the right sequence, and then you get the protein you want to get. See?
Well, we'll stick around, Bob, if maybe your connection will get better. We could see if you had anything else when we open up hour two. Yeah, we are taking calls, folks. National Intel Report, Richard Kerry with James in Vancouver. Be right back for hour two.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.